This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fires down that left sideline, looking for Cooper. One-handed grab, and with the cast arm to boot.
First time in a long time that I've actually felt joy, from winning this game. Kind of a different place to Buffalo compared to some of the other places I've been to. It's the tight-knit group. It truly shows up on the field. It truly does.
Allen has to throw it wide open. It's Samuel scampering to the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown.
It's been a long time coming all season. I've been just grinding, working hard, waiting for my moment, understanding that the time will come at some point. In a big game like this, what better time to do it?
Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me? As time rolls to his right to buy more, heaves it down the field, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Terrell Bernard. Game, set, match.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Nine and no. Am I right? The Bills end the Kansas City Chiefs' undefeated season. They don't end the season. They end their undefeated streak in the season. They give them their first loss of the season. But this is about the Buffalo Bills. It's nice to do that, no doubt about it. But this win was about the Buffalo Bills getting to 9-2 for the first time in 32 years. Pretty amazing. Considering I was told by many this was a step back year for the Bills. This was supposed to be a year where the Bills were resetting a little bit. GM called it a transition year. He didn't say resetting, rebuilding. A lot of people did. Was a year that they were not supposed to be here. And yes, I get it. AFC East, not good. The Kansas City Chiefs are pretty good. They're undefeated. The Bills just beat them. They're 9-2. First time since 1992. 30-21. The Buffalo Bills are in a Super Bowl contention spot once again. It's November 18th. They have a bye week. They will head to December. Their next game is December 1st. They will head to December on a stretch run looking to compete for a Super Bowl. We're here to talk about it and the day that was inside Highmark Stadium yesterday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. Good morning, Bills Mafia. Good morning, everybody. Sal Capaccio here with you. It is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Bills Football Victory Monday. Presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. And brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Of course, always bringing you a Buffalo Football Monday. And in this case, of course, a Victory Monday. Have my Victory Monday shirt on. And you can see that because we are live on video. As always, on a Monday, all you got to do is go to the WGR Facebook page. Facebook.com/WGR550 is the address. It is the Monday reaction show. And I expect a lot of reaction out of you today. I want it. I need it. I'm not here next Monday. It's a bye week. I'll be gone. I'll be on vacation. Taking a little downtime. Need it. After that, I mean, I need a couple of weeks after that game, I think, yesterday. But I won't be here next Monday. So it's your chance today to get in, to cover your butt for the next couple of weeks if you want to call, all right? 803-0550, I hope you do. 803-0550 is the number to call. You want to get involved in the program, as I always say, no guests, no interviews on a Monday, just you and me. You have the floor when you call. You can give a comment, question, opinion, whatever it is about the Buffalo Bills, the game yesterday, in general, the NFL, whatever you need to. The floor is yours when you give a call at 803-0550 today. And boy, we have a lot to get to today. And of course, our regular Monday features near the end of the show. Sit up, stand down, hey buddy, our late hour look ahead to the next game, which isn't for a couple weeks. We'll do all of that on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo football victory Monday. Where to start with this game? I'm going to just give you a general, something in general I want to start with and say. I said this on the morning show with Jeremy and Joe, but, and I tweeted it, at Sal Sports, by the way, on Twitter, at Sal Sports on Blue Sky Now, at Sal Sports on YouTube, on Instagram, everywhere you go. But I wrote this, and I just want to kind of reiterate the point. I'm a very, very lucky person that I get to do what I love to do. A lot of people in life don't get to do what they love to do. I do. I love my job. I especially love, of course, I love being on here with you, but I mean, on Sundays, being on the field in an NFL stadium, somebody who grew up around football my whole life, played football, coached football, to be like in that environment, it's just, it's in my DNA. I love it so much. And for someone who grew up in Buffalo, went to Bills games at then Rich Stadium growing up, was there for many great moments during the Super Bowl years, also many tough moments over the years. To be a part of the stands and the fan base, like, it's just, it's me. I'm with you, right? That's what I do here. I'm part of you. And the professional part of the job is always something I'm doing on a Sunday or Monday or Thursday, I guess. And watching the game and understanding, you know, what to bring you, the listeners. But getting wrapped up in the emotion of the stadium is hard not to do. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you grew up here, you grew up somewhere else, you come here and, you know, you're not a, you didn't grow up a fan of the team or whatever. Doesn't matter. It is hard not to get wrapped up in the emotion of the stadium sometimes. I love being on an NFL field every Sunday. It's amazing. Every national anthem, if you see a game, every national anthem that's played before the game, you see me, I do a 360. I look around, I go left, I go right. And I just think to myself, I can't believe, like, this is my life. It's crazy. It's awesome to be there. And I take stock in what I see around the stadium, how many fans, colors they're wearing, things like that. But there are certain times, on top of that, that it is truly, truly special to be that close and a part of the fans, and especially this fan base, and the stadium atmosphere, and near the sidelines, and the team atmosphere. And I'm just telling you right now, I'm sure it came through on your television. I'm sure a lot of you were there. That Josh Allen run was one of those special moments last night. It was amazing. The crescendo of the crowd as he crossed the first down marker just to get it. And then as he got closer to the end zone, then people realized it's not just a first down. He might score. And then when he scored, this is what sports are about. It was an awesome feeling. And to be a part of it and to experience that with all of you in a game like this against that team, truly remarkable. And that player, him, Josh Allen, just to be able to have a front row seat to him is something special in its own right. Wake up this morning, I checked the NFL MVP odds. Josh is leading. And he should be. I mean, he's arguably the best player in the league. And I definitely think he should be considered the most valuable player in the league right now. I mean, that's a different discussion and argument, but he's special. And that was a special play. The same kind of thing happened at the end of the game on Terrell Bernard's interception. I'm on the other side. I'm on the left of the sidelines, I guess, the team. On Josh's run, right near the goal line. Then I'm on the right, and it's coming towards me on Terrell's interception. What an athletic play Terrell Bernard made. And if you go and watch, there's some great video, the field-level video. I watched one from Jenna Cottrell of Rochester. She was her video that she had posted. There's a few others. while the ball's in the air, there's a lull in the crowd, the final pass that Patrick Mahomes threw. And you could feel, you could hear the crowd like get really kind of silent. And then as soon as Bernard intercepted it, the place erupted again. And no one left. And I have video on my Twitter at Sal Sports of the stands after the game with no one leaving. Like I often post on away games. I did it for the home games. Did it for the home game this time. Amazing. So to me, that was just a, this is why we do it. This is why we get invested, man. Like I said years ago on this program, and it rings true today. And I said this a couple times when the Bills started to get good, really good, but it still carries through. Don't you're going to hear today, you're going to hear fans, you're going to hear especially Kansas City fans, other fans around the league, even your own friends maybe who are Bills fans, may say to you, it's just a regular season game. Why are you so excited? It's a bunch of baloney, man. Because you're a fan of a team. This is what being a sports fan is all about. And what I've said in the past, I'm going to say it again. Don't ever let somebody make you feel bad about something that makes you feel good. You want to feel, you should feel great today if you're a Bills fan. Great. You're going into the bye week after beating that team in your house in a great football game to end their undefeated season. Heck yeah, you better feel good. You should feel good. Don't ever let anybody tell you you shouldn't. That's what being a fan is, man. Being a fan comes with a lot of downs that we've talked about here. We come out on that Monday Extra Point Show. It hasn't happened in 7 weeks. And talk about the things they did wrong and where they need to improve and how much it sucked to lose. Well, that hasn't been the case in a while. Enjoy these times, especially a game like yesterday. So that's the overall big picture and the fandom and the Bills Mafia portion. On the field yesterday, lots of kudos or flowers to go around for big-time plays, moments, game plans, coaching. Yes, some things that were not perfect. We'll get into all of that on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show today on a Buffalo football victory Monday here on WGR. All right, let's start it off. Where are we going first? Raj in Williamsville. Hi, Raj. Good morning. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Good morning, Sal. I love listening to your show. Thank you for taking my phone call. I just want to talk about the Bills secondary play. This year with Douglas and Benford, I think last night it showed up again where Patrick Mahomes was holding onto the ball a few more seconds, and that allowed the linebackers or the defensive line to really, get after him. That's number one. And the previous years, when we had Levi Wallace, again, nothing against them. I think the defense played differently. Now they're aggressive. Even Tony Romo was mentioning during the game that the Bills were going man versus, plenty of man versus zone yesterday. And they were so confident. And I think them staying healthy for the playoffs, and then I think that's going to make a big difference for us. It was a big win and so much fun to watch.
You got it, Raj. It's called a coverage sack, right? I know you know that. And yeah, they did a really nice job to force Patrick Mahomes off his spot, move around a little bit, and then when you just stay with it on the play, that's when you can make a play. And they did a good job of that yesterday. Bills are sprinkling in a little bit more man-to-man, and against a team like that, to be able to do that with some explosive players, but they haven't had those explosive plays necessarily. I think they felt that they could get to Patrick Mahomes a lot like teams are playing the Bills this year, and they were able to do that several times. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how are you, Sal? Great win yesterday. Went to the game, and it makes getting stuck at that border a lot worth it when you have a win.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so anyway, a couple of things. Like I say, great.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
One thing that I want to just nitpick on, and then one thing I want to bring up, and I want to see what your opinion is. I'd like to see us not be so predictable running the ball on first down. I mean, it seemed like we were in second and nine every single play. And, you know, we wound up moving forward, but I wish we would play action off of that or do something different, because if you throw the ball and it's incomplete, okay, so what? It's second and ten. It seemed like it was second and nine all day yesterday. But you know what? That's nitpicking. We'll work on that. Here's the one thing, Sal. I've been calling your show, and I've been saying, don't trust that Mahomes. He is the trickiest guy, and they got the funkiest moves, that Kansas City team. And I want to know what you think about this. I don't know if you remember the play where they were trying to draw us offside.
Yep.
And with about 5 seconds left, all of a sudden Mahomes starts nonchalantly walking towards the sideline. I think they were going to snap the
button. Me too. It's a great call, Billy. I said the same thing to people down on the field. I said it to Tracy Wolfson. I said, Tracy, I think they were going to direct snap because he was walking on a straight line and didn't, and it looked like he was just kind of setting it up.
But if you've seen Sal, though, the DB over there held his ground. I think he read it. I think because he was looking at Mahomes and talking junk with him, like, I'm not going nowhere, buddy. I think I know what you're up to.
I love it.
And great play by the Bills. Sal, great, great win. I got nothing else to say. I'll just listen to the rest of the call.
No, it's okay, Billy. Thank you. I noticed the same thing. I don't know if they were setting up for a trick play, a direct snap. It was in their own territory, maybe even not even the 40-yard line, right around there, and like 35-yard line, something like that. Mahomes is under center, long count. Okay, they're just going to take it down. And then he walks away, and he's walking down the line of scrimmage, and I thought they're going to direct snap this. And they didn't, and they wound up taking a delay of game, which I thought maybe they should have called a timeout because the 5 yards kind of cost them there too, because that was made the punt a little bit more difficult. But either way, good call by you, Billy. I appreciate that. Michael in Atlanta, what's up, man?
Hey, Sal, great to talk to you as always. What a great win. So I got to see a few things real quick. Remember when you talk about feeling the energy of the game, I'm like a lot of Bills fans. You know, I'm down here from Rochester, down here in the Atlanta area. My nephew's down here. He lives in Atlanta. He's no kid. He's about your age, and we text back and forth during the game. But usually there's so much stress when we're watching the game, and we're texting back and forth. But it's just there was more of a relaxed feeling yesterday. I mean, there was enthusiasm and excitement, no question, on my part and his part. But there's something different about that game. We just felt that they're going to get it done on every drive. In fact, I'm sending the text messages on the last two Bills drives that they're going to get a touchdown on this drive. Not they need a touchdown, which is what I usually text. But you saw it in the game. You saw the energy, like, Josh, of course, on that great angry run. And then even James Cook on his run when he was stopped at the two and just plowed the guy, you know, plowed through the guy and went in the end zone. There was so much intensity and focus. And that's credit, you know, to the coaching staff and the players for being focused in. Because you look at the backups yesterday that we had in. What, three starters out on offense? Is that right, Sal?
Coleman, Kincaid, and Spencer Brown, yes.
Yeah, look at the job the backups did. And,
sure.
And look at the job that, getting Samuel. It's not just getting Samuel involved and getting Cooper, involved now that he was in the game yesterday. And then, of course, Hollins. It's not just getting them involved. It's the fact that they really performed well. And that's just, credit to the whole coaching staff to having this team well-prepared. And you said it wasn't a perfect game. That's great, man. It wasn't a perfect game, but we still took down the undefeated Chiefs.
That's right.
Without a perfect game. That's pretty great.
Yeah, and with backups, like you said, Michael. Thank you. And another Mike in Connecticut wants to chime in on that, so I won't steal your thunder, Mike. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sal.
Yeah, you got it. Good morning.
I want to just bring up quickly a few unsung heroes and one point at the end.
Yep.
Ryan Van Mark stepping in, huge performance.
Yep.
Curtis Samuel, I've been overall so far disappointed with his performance throughout the season, but I hope this gets him going in the right direction and getting him more comfortable within the offense and could be great for us moving forward as wide receiver four. Dorian Williams, look at how much he's developed since last year. They were taking him off the field last year. Taking him off the field. Mm-hmm. He was a liability. Now he's flying around. Lastly, Taylor Rapp has been much better than I would have expected, and I believe a lot of this comes from experience, trust, and continuity. And I got to give credit to Brandon Bean because I called in Friday and I said how everyone nationally said the Bills were going to take a step back. And as much as I didn't want to believe that, I was like, okay, maybe a step back 10-7, you know, 9-2. The youth movement had come at the perfect time. Our defense is flying around. We don't look as slow as we once did. And I'm just ecstatic for this future because I just feel like this window is why it was never closed, but I just feel like it's wide open again with a bright future. So I'll hang up, but I'm just ecstatic because I feel like although this game, if we lose to them in the playoffs, you know, people could say it doesn't mean much. Like, that was a meaningful game, and like I'm just super happy with the performance of the team.
Yeah, you got it, Mike. The last two calls, Mike and Michael, touched on a really important point, something I've talked about a lot here, which is the development, player development in this organization. You know, this is why, and I get accused of being a coach defender, specifically a Sean McDermott defender. I always try to just give you the reasons. Like, sometimes it comes off as defending when I try to explain. That's what it is. Hey, you have an SGO. Like, well, let me explain what they were thinking here. Doesn't mean I'm defending. But I think what happens is part of the reason why I also come off as a coach defender is I try to bring the full picture of coaching to all of you here. And it's not just making a challenge call. It's not just play calling. It's not just those things you see that are so easy to pick from every single week. Coaching is so much more than that. Coaching is leading. It is developing people, right? When you're a leader in any business, your job is to lead people in the right direction to give them the tools to succeed. It's to develop people. You can be the smartest coach, X's and O's wise. It doesn't mean you're a really good leader. You could be a great leader, not be the smartest coach. The testament of being a really good NFL coach isn't just making calls on Sunday. Sure, that matters. That's your bread and butter, right? That's what happens on Sunday. It's a results-oriented business. I get it. But when you can take people who don't normally get a chance to show what they can do because others in front of them are better at that job, and then when it comes time for them to actually play, when it comes time for them to actually step up into that role and they succeed, that's coaching. That's leading. That's developing. That's what it's all about. And the Bills have done that as good as anybody in this league. There are very, very few organizations that have the right kind and successful kind of player development the Bills have had over the last 7 to 8 years under Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott and this regime and this coaching staff and this front office. It's something NFL teams covet to have that because then you can plan for the now and for the future. And that's what they're doing. When a guy like Ryan Vandermark, I counted, Ryan Vandermark's number is 74. He also only had, ironically, 74 NFL snaps his entire life on offense. You would think it's because they just got him this year or last year. He's been in the organization for 3 years. Ryan Vandermark was an undrafted free agent by the Indianapolis Colts. He was waived at the end of the 2022 training camp. The Bills then signed him to their practice squad. They've developed him for over 2 years. And that's why he can step into that role and be successful. This organization's philosophy is to coach the whole roster. It's not just to coach the top players and hope that Josh Allen's great on Sunday. Yes, of course it helps to have Josh Allen maybe the best player in the league. Of course it does, right? Who would not tell you that? It helps Andy Reid to have Patrick Mahomes be that. It helps John Harbaugh to have Lamar Jackson be that, no doubt. But when you can develop players, when you can develop people to give them the tools, it is like being a parent, if I may. What do we do as parents? You give your children the proper knowledge and tools to eventually go off on their own to be successful. That's what's happening here. They're developing them and saying, you're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. There's somebody ahead of you. But we're going to keep developing and keep hammering those tools, those techniques, those skills. So when it's time for you to go off on your own and say, we got to trust you to protect Josh Allen today, you can do it. When we got to trust you, Jamarcus Ingram, to step in and play a really important role for a few games, you can do it. It's no different. So, good job by this team and this organization so far to be able to do that. And it's not going to stop. That's what's cool about it, right? It's not going to stop. Josh Allen's got a lot of years left, which is number one, A, great. I don't see Brandon Bean or Sean McDermott going anywhere. I know a lot of you don't love Sean McDermott, but sorry to tell you, I don't see it happening. I mean, I guess anything could happen. It is results-oriented business, like I said. But then they can continue this thing happening, and they've kind of given themselves a little bit of a cushion here to a softer landing, I guess, next year and the year after with the salary cap with some of the moves they made this year. It's still going to be tough and tight, but a little bit easier. Real quick, we'll go to Chris in Lackawanna, who's been waiting patiently before our first break. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'd like to mention, you know, a little bit of what you're talking about, but I'm excited about how this team roots for each other, lifts each other up, and it doesn't matter who's making the big plays. They all congratulate each other. And there's just an excitement and a feeling that they're in this together all the way from the front office to the last guy that's on that team or taxi squad or practice squad. They're all pulling together. And like you got like Curtis Samuel, been waiting for him, but he kept working at it. And there he was ready when the moment arrived. And it's just great to see. And I think we can't take it for granted that, you know, Bean and McDermott, what a team they are that puts this together.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think they have a great culture. There's no doubt about it. Whatever that means sometimes can be debated, but I think with this team, it's mattering. It's manifesting itself on game day. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here with more of your phone calls at 803-0550. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday.
Three-man rush. Has to step up in the pocket, and Von Miller's got him for the sack. This crowd's going nuts. Ed Oliver in to help him, but Von Miller was there first.